The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The United States and Ukraine have struck a deal to jointly develop Ukraine's mineral and energy resources. The two countries have agreed to establish a reconstruction investment fund to seek to ensure Ukraine's economic recovery. Ukrainian officials said they hoped the deal would ensure continued US support for its defence against the Russian invasion. The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the deal showed that both sides were committed to lasting peace and prosperity.
Today's agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end.
The Cabinet Housing Committee will today discuss who might lead the newly established Housing Activation Office. The office is aiming to remove barriers to the delivery of homes across the country. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This new unit will have a focus on working with local authorities, builders and utility providers to get homes built quicker. However, the political focus has mainly been on who will lead the new office. NAMA boss Brenda McDonagh is the Housing Minister James Brown's preferred candidate for the role. But Mr. McDonagh's salary of €430,000, which he would retain if he was chosen for the post, has raised much political controversy. It has generated unease among some TDs in the government parties too, and the appointment is no longer viewed as politically straightforward. While agreement on the matter could be reached today, it is by no means guaranteed.
The Prison Officers Association has accused the government and the Department of Justice of failing to deal with overcrowding in the country's prisons by not planning for the increase in the number of inmates. The association's annual conference opens in Galway this morning and is due to be addressed by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Prison officers say tensions and violence are increasing in the country's jails, with more inmates and prison officers being attacked. In the last year, a prisoner was murdered in custody, a prison officer had his face slashed, and another prison officer's home was petrol bombed. There are more people in prison than ever before, over 5,300, with more than 350 sleeping on floors, while the POA says 160 cells are vacant in Portlaoise. The president of the association says previous commitments by the Taoiseach Simon Harris and the former Minister for Justice Helen McEntee have proved hollow, with 5 years of false promises. Tony Power says the government promised 650 extra prison spaces with new builds at Cloverhill, Castlereagh, the Midlands and Mountjoy, but not a sod has been turned on any of these projects. He also says overcrowding is once again creating a potentially explosive situation, which in the past has led to riots, prison officers being taken hostage and jails set on fire. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the POA conference, Galway.
The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has said 39 people have been deported from Ireland to Georgia. The minister said they left on a flight from Dublin last night. They had received but had not complied with deportation orders. The former US Vice President Kamala Harris has criticised President Donald Trump and his policies in her first major speech since losing the US presidential election in November. Speaking at a Democratic Party event in San Francisco, Ms. Harris accused Mr. Trump of the wholesale abandonment of US ideals and seeking to subdue his critics through fear while giving tax breaks to the wealthiest.
They are counting on the notion that if they make some people afraid, it will have a chilling effect on others. But what they're overlooking, what they have overlooked, is that fear is not the only thing that's contagious. Courage is contagious.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cloudy at first in the north and west with occasional rain and drizzle before turning drier and brighter. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 17 degrees. It'll be dry and generally sunny at first elsewhere, but there'll be scattered showers, some heavy or possibly thundery. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 24 degrees.